Nepal is temporarily crippled by strikes. Tribal warfare threatens Bible recordings in Papua New Guinea. And a Bible publishing company celebrates milestones. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nepal's Maoist rebels loosened their grip on the nation late Friday by ending a six-day general strike. The strike, or bund, is enforced by violence, so when they call one, everything in the Himalayan country stops. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puno says it's a brief reprieve. The Maoists have a stranglehold, and they know it.
It kind of cripples the country until they get what they want. Basically, they want absolute power, whatever they say goes, so they'll keep calling strikes until they get what they want.
Puno says these kinds of strikes make travel impossible, and Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries can't work.
A lot of our church services had to be temporarily canceled because of the danger of actually just making it to church alive.
GFA leaders in Nepal are asking for prayer for their country. Puno says they're also asking prayer for believers.
Pray that the believers in Nepal would stand strong. They'll never ask you to pray that the persecution will stop or the difficulties will stop. They will always ask you to pray that they would stand strong in the faith and that they would be a good witness.
Next, the U.S. Senate has proposed to increase American aid to Haiti to $3.5 billion, raising the total of aid pledged to almost $15 billion. Why so much money for such a small country? Connie Winterstein of Food for the Hungry says it's because of Haiti's poverty, but also wanting to avoid the same mistake twice.
One of the concerns about shelter is they don't want to rebuild too quickly to have the same type of infrastructure that was so poor before.
However, the rainy season is here and hurricane season fast approaches. People still need shelter, but relief workers want it done right. In this dilemma, the first response is to panic. Winterstein says they've found a partial solution.
They are changing these very temporary shelters to what they call transitional shelters that can last up to 5 years, and they can withstand Category 2 hurricane.
Pray with the local churches as they want to help Haitians find shelter of a different sort.
Despite the horrible tragedy, people do find salvation.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Providing the gospel in people's heart language is essential in seeing them turn to Christ, but many people around the world can't read. That's why Faith Comes by Hearing exists, to provide God's word in audio. Their goal, to record 2,000 languages. Cheryl with FCBH just returned from Papua New Guinea, where she says the work is difficult. Challenges like
tribal warfare that goes on. I mean, these people that still live as if in the Stone Age, and there's tribal fighting. There's been a few people killed already, not in our recording team or our participants, but that's all around them.
512 recordings have already been made, but Cheryl says Christians in Europe and North America need to be involved.
This is just the continuation of Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. We have to do it. These countries don't have the resources financially or physically, materially at all. We've got to be able to help carry that word beyond our own borders.
To help, we'll connect you at our website. Meanwhile, Crossroad Bible Institute saw incredible growth during 2009 with the opening of 3 international distribution centers and 3 more scheduled for 2010. Ghana, Ecuador, and Singapore now all have staff members ministering and providing education to prisoners in these countries. CBI opened their first center a decade ago in Canada, and today they have requests from over 40 countries which don't have centers. Consider aiding CBI as they reach out to some of the world's most isolated people. And Biblica is celebrating ministry milestones in Asia this month. A delegation from the ministry dedicated new scripture translations in 2 new languages in the Philippines this week. From there, they head to Singapore and Thailand to celebrate Biblica's 200th anniversary. The tour wraps up in China, where the contingent will meet with officials from the China Christian Council and leaders of the 3 Self-Patriotic Movement. Pray that many will come to Christ as a result. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How's your prayer life? Open Doors USA is making available the free booklet called Prayer, The Real Battle, where you'll learn practical biblical lessons about true effectiveness of prayer from those who suffer persecution for following Jesus. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.